part of thefinsider.com and the SB Nation Network.
And now,
your host, Matthew Cannata, joined by co-hosts Josh Houts and Aaron Sutton.
If you've been listening to our episodes of Finsider Radio, you'll know that I had the opportunity to attend the Miami Dolphins versus Oakland Raiders game this past weekend as a member of the credentialed media. For more information on what all that entailed, you can listen to our recap show from the Raiders game. However, one of the events and one of the things that the Dolphins were doing that day was that they honored SAVE Executive Director Tony Lima with the NFL Hispanic Heritage Leadership Award. The award, in conjunction with the NFL and the Hispanic Heritage Foundation, recognizes the contributions of Hispanic leaders in each NFL market. On Sunday, Lima received his award and a $2,000 donation to SAVE during the pregame ceremonies. Born and raised in Miami, Lima is a first-generation Cuban-American. As executive director, Lima oversees SAVE, South Florida's leading organization dedicated to protecting people of the LGBTQ community against discrimination. Since 1993, SAVE has advocated for equal rights for persons of all sexual orientations and gender identities. Under Lima's leadership, SAVE has had the biggest wins towards LGBTQ equality in the organization's 25-year history. SAVE is a grant recipient of the Miami Dolphins Football Unites program, created by owner Stephen Ross and players and designed to create opportunities for South Florida-based individuals and organizations to strengthen and expand their impact around community engagement, education, and criminal justice reform. I had the opportunity, along with Lisa Johnson, another member who was down there with the Miami Dolphins this past weekend, to interview Lima prior to the game. Listen in to the interview with Tony Lima.
What is it about the football games that make this a perfect location for events such as this?
I think in this sort of sports world and this non-traditional channel to be able to discuss LGBT issues, it's especially important to be in right now, especially in this political climate. So for me, not only as an openly gay man and the head of an LGBT organization, but as a Hispanic, as a Cuban American, it's especially important to be here today to talk about the work that we do. I'm being honored, which I'm ecstatic about. And that honor means so much because it's coming, again, from a community that generally hasn't uplifted or venerated the LGBT community. So I think it says a lot about the Dolphins and their want to make this community a better space. It says a lot about the idea of leaning in where different communities are coming together. Like in this space right now, in this tailgate, there's probably six or seven different community organizations that are all working on social justice. So I think it's important to have the LGBT community also represented there. So for me, it's a dream. Five years ago, I would have never thought that this could be a possibility, that the Dolphins would be having a program like this and also honoring me as an openly gay leader.
What other venues are you looking to expand and get the message out?
You know, I think sports teams are incredibly important. So we're not only working with the Dolphins, we're working with all, you know, the South Florida teams to try to get this message of inclusivity and to help reduce prejudice against the LGBT community. But I think it's also important just in all types of community festivals, wherever families are present, like it's important to have these conversations. The more that the next generations see people like me receiving awards and having a voice in the community, the more it'll help that young LGBT person be able to, as an adult, be strong and know that there's a possibility for success.
What does this award getting from the Dolphins mean to you?
This award means everything to me. It's not only because it's happening during Hispanic Heritage Month, and as a Cuban-American, first generation, as my parents came to this country when they were young, for me it means the world, and I love that I get to share this moment with my family, my brother, my nephews. Everybody's here to support this effort. So I think it's really important. I told my brother last night, the most important thing for me right now is that you're going to be next to me when I'm receiving this award.
And with the, you mentioned current political climate up there. So with this current political climate, with the LGBTQ and everything else. How will this help propel that movement forward in raising awareness and getting people to understand and respect the differences?
Yeah, listen, at a very basic level, it's important for people to know, especially in this kind of context in the sports arena, that there are LGBT folks out there doing important things in the community and making sure that we or setting the example, I should say, to be inclusive, to be caring about one another, to be respectful about one another. It's not about tolerance. Like, that's a word that people used to use, you know, 10, 15 years ago. I hate that word. It's about inclusivity. It's about being able to stand by your neighbor, by your coworker, by your family member, and accept, respect, and be inclusive of their differences.
And there you have it, the interview with Tony Lima. Again, great contributions to the Miami community, great contributions as the executive director of the SAVE organization. As I mentioned prior to the interview, playing so many different accomplishments, some of the biggest wins in the organization's 25-year history under the leadership of Lima. Just a few more here before we wrap up this part of the show. During his five-year tenure, the organization has endorsed and helped elect a record 75 pro-equality leaders at all levels of government. In 2016, the organization created and implemented a groundbreaking model proven to have a lasting effect on reducing prejudice against the LGBT community. It has since become a national model for helping change hearts and minds. For more information on this award that Lima received, you can head back to our Finsider.com page for more information in the written article. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finsider Radio, and we'll talk to you soon.
That was Finsider Radio, part of the Finsider.com and the SB Nation Network.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. The greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one. Everybody. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins.
Hey everybody, it's Neil Patel, editor-in-chief of The Verge. I host a podcast every week called The Vergecast with my friends Paul Miller and Dieter Bohn. We've got a rotating cast of characters from our entire site, which is about technology, how it impacts culture, and how that is all a big cycle that causes us to have a wide variety of feelings that you can listen to every Friday. We've done over 300 episodes in the 6 years since The Verge has been around, but you only need to listen to one, the latest one, to get caught up on everything in tech news. Vergecast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Check it out.